はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ミュンヘン。
夏子です。
ヨシです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 83. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Alright, we are back again today with the te form. Now, what's a little different today is we have... Natsuko-san, please explain this conversation. What kind of conversation do we have coming up?
Well, this conversation is pretty wild, isn't it?
Oh yeah, This lesson will incorporate a lot of stuff you've been learning with us, a lot of new stuff, a lot of, I don't know, it has it all. It's going to be a wild lesson. It's almost, I'd say it's pretty close to an intermediate lesson.
Yes, it might be.
Oh yeah. So what we're going to do now is get right in because it's going to take a while to explain everything. Now, we just want to remind you, today there's so much to cover. We may not get to it all. Stop by JapanesePod101.com. The PDF, accompanying PDF, line by line in the Learning Center. Play the lines over and over. Really good voice acting today. Jun-sun joins us for the first time in a while. Plus, you might need to review this one. So, what we're going to do now is get right in. Here we go. Enjoy.
まもなく10時になります。
社長、会議中申し訳ありませんが、ちょっとお手洗いに行ってきます。
田中くん、また君か。トイレ近いな。仕方ない。
失礼します。
はい、よし証券
100枚フロリダみかんを買ってください。買って。
あ、田中さん、はい、買いました。あ、10ポイント上がりました。
じゃあ売ってください。
売りました。あ、20ポイント下がりました。
狭い、買って早く買ってください。
買いました。あ、50ポイント上がりました。
じゃあ売ってください。
さすが田中さん、今日も100万円儲かりました。
また電話します。よろしくお願いします。
はい、失礼します。
失礼します。
田中くん、遅いよ。罰金1000円ね。次は2000円だからね。
すいませんでした、社長。1000円ですか。痛いですね。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。まもなく10時になります。
社長、会議中申し訳ありませんが、ちょっとお手洗いに行ってきます。
田中くん、また君か。トイレ近いな。仕方ない。
失礼します。
はい、ヨシ証券です。
100枚フロリダみかんを買ってください。買って。
あ、田中さん。はい、買いました。あ、10ポイント上がりました。
じゃあ、売ってください。
売りました。あ、20ポイント下がりました。
1000枚買って。早く買ってください。
買いました。あ、50ポイント上がりました。
じゃあ、売ってください。
さすが田中さん。今日も100万円儲かりました。
また電話します。よろしくお願いします。
はい、失礼します。
失礼します。
田中くん、遅いよ。罰金1000円ね。次は2000円だからね。
すみませんでした、社長。1000円ですか。痛いですね。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
まもなく10時になります。
It's now 10 o'clock.
社長。
Boss.
会議中申し訳ありませんが。
I'm so sorry. It's the middle of the meeting, but...
ちょっとお手洗いに行ってきます。
I have to go to the bathroom.
田中くん、また君か。
Mr. Tanaka, you again?
トイレ近いな。
You're always going to the bathroom.
仕方ない。
It can't be helped.
失礼します。
Excuse me.
はい、ヨシ証券です。
Hello, Yoshi Stock Traders.
100枚フロリダみかんを買ってください。
Please buy 100 shares of Florida みかん。
買って。
Buy.
買って。
Buy.
あ、田中さん。
あ、Mr. Tanaka。
はい、買いました。
Yes, I bought it.
あ、10ポイント上がりました。
あ、It went up 10 points.
じゃあ、売って。
Okay, sell.
売って。
Sell.
売ってください。
Please sell.
売りました。
I sold it.
あ、20ポイント下がりました。
あ、It went down 20 points.
1000枚買って。
Buy 1000.
買って。
Buy.
早く買ってください。
Hurry up, please buy.
買いました。
I bought it.
あ、50ポイント上がりました。
あ、It went up 50 points.
じゃあ、売って。
Okay, sell.
売って。
Sell.
売ってください。
Please sell.
さすが田中さん。
You did it again, Mr. Tanaka.
今日も100万円儲かりました。
You made a million yen again today.
また電話します。
I'll call again.
よろしくお願いします。
Thanks.
はい、失礼します。
Okay, excuse me.
失礼します。
Excuse me.
田中くん、遅いよ。
Mr. Tanaka, you're late.
罰金1000円ね。
1000 yen fine for you.
次は2000円だからね。
Next time, it'll be 2000.
すみませんでした、社長。
I'm sorry, boss.
1000円ですか。
1000 yen?
痛いですね。
Oh, that hurts. So, June, you were a little too good at that. We gotta start watching you at work.
あ、どうもありがとうございます。今後も頑張りたいと思います。
What do you think, Yoshi?
いや、Yoshiさんも本当に素敵でした。
なんだそれ。
All right, we're getting into vocab. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko what she thought of today's dialogue.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
ちょっと羨ましい話でしたね。
そうですね。I need some money too.
儲かってますね。
All right, again, as you said, so much in there. Let's jump right in. Natsuko-san, お願いします。First word.
最初のキーワードは社長。
President.
社長。社長。
Now we talk a lot about suffixes. For example, when you meet someone, what kind of suffix would you use?
さん。
And if it's in business and you want to elevate someone a little bit higher?
様。
Yes. Now, when you're addressing the president of a company, would you use the suffix さん or 様?
You may, but usually you don't.
Which suffix would we use?
社長。
Yes. Now, in today's conversation, he was just referring to the president as president.But usually the proper protocol would be to have a name followed by 社長, as in 川本社長. How does that sound?
Rather uncomfortable.
Okay, so for the rest of the day, you'll be 川本社長.
No way.
お願いします.
No way.
Okay, and if by the off chance, Yoshi-san were to become 社長, how would we call him?
渡辺社長.
Yes. Now, there are cases in Japan when people just say 社長.
Yes.
But again, this is probably someone inside the company. Off the bat, you wouldn't call someone just Shacho. Maybe if the relationship got more intimate, you know, you could get to that level, but it's much better off to put the last name before Shacho. Next.
次のキーワードは会議中。
During the meeting.
会議中。
What's the word for meeting?
会議。
What do we attach to meeting to make it during?
中。
Yes. Now, in last week's survival phrases, we had during the morning. How do we make that construction? What's AM in Japanese?
午前.
And how would we make it during AM, during the morning?
午前中.
Yes, so you'll find this 中 attached to many different constructions, turning it into during. Okay, 例をお願いします。
社長は今会議中です。
Right now, the president is in the middle of a meeting. Next word.
次のキーワードは申し訳ありません。
Hello, big boys.This is some really nice Japanese. Okay, what this means is a formal way to say sorry. Up until now, we've been using...
すみません。
One more time, Natsuko-san.
申し訳ありません。
Now, there is quite a difference between these two expressions, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is.
If you start using this expression, and again, in the proper context, you really start turning some heads. Again, this is a very formal way.In the dialogue, most likely it's an important meeting and he's bothering the boss for a very trivial reason. So it's actually used in this case as excuse me. And what we want to point out here is it has the same usage as sumimasen. Sumimasen can be used as excuse me, as in I would like your attention, or I'm sorry. It has the same usage. Now, it's very trivial that he wants to go to the bathroom. So what he's doing, and the fact that the boss is much higher in the social ladder than he's using very polite Japanese. So he starts off with...
申し訳ありません。
Ah, I love this phrase so much. Gets you out of so much trouble. I mean, すいません, like, will get you dirty looks. Like, if you do something wrong and then you say, すいません, people will still kind of have a bitter feeling towards you, maybe. But not if you use this. It's kind of like all's forgiven. Like, all right, I'm getting a little too exaggerated, but...What we're going to do now is break this down because it's actually a phrase. So it's a vocab, it's in the vocab, but it's actually a phrase. Now the latter part is
ありません.
This is the polite negative form of the verb ある. The first part is
申し訳.
申し is derived from
申す.
Which is the humble word which means to say. So we turn this into 申し and we add
訳.
Excuse.
Yes.
There isn't any excuse,
right?
Is the little translation. There's no excuse. But I want something. I did something. I love it. Again, get you out of many sticky situations. Next we have.
次のキーワードは仕方がない。
It can't be helped. Have no choice. This one is quite difficult to explain. So what we're going to do is have Natsuko-san, お願いします。
仕方 means...Measures or way or how to handle.
Okay.
And ga nai. So it means there's no way. There's no other way. I can't help it.
Yeah. And you usually use this when the conclusion is that something can't be changed.
Right.
Apparently, there's seemingly nothing you can do to resolve the situation.
Yes.
Now, again, this is not a vocab word, but again, a phrase. And we have in the beginning...
仕方ない。
The actual phrase is 仕方 marked by the particle
が
and then followed by
ない
the plain negative form of the verb ある. So the polite version would be
仕方がありません.
Or you can also form it by adding the copula to the phrase itself.
仕方がないです.
Okay, next.
次のキーワードは証券.
Security.
証券証券.
Now, we found that this word appears so often with
証券会社
Security company. What are some big security companies in Japan?
野村証券.
Yes, 野村 Securities. Also
大和証券.
Yeah, a couple of the real big boys. Alright, next we have
次のキーワードは儲かる
Profitable. To make money.Now, we also have another verb that means to make money, and that is
設ける。
Okay, let's get an example of each one.
儲かる仕事。
Profitable work.
株で儲ける。
Make money on stock. Next.
次のキーワードは罰金。
Fine.
罰金。罰金。
例をお願いします。
駐車違反で罰金を払った。
I paid a fine for illegal parking. Now, recently, Japan introduced a really, really draconian law. Actually, a draconian fine dealing with drunk driving. Current fine for drunk driving is 3,000 USD. That's a lot of money.
Right.
But it's had great results. And personally, I think the law is a great idea.
I think so too.
The law was introduced in 2002 and drunk driving is down 35%. So you're talking huge impact.
Yeah. Also, the traffic casualties are going down, right?
Yep. And last year, in 2004, they introduced the law to ban cell phones while driving. And that's had an impact too.
Yes.
Yeah. Two things. I think the cell phone too should go.
Right.
But yeah, it's been proven here that in Japan that this has had an impact. Very good laws. Okay, now, a couple things to introduce about today's conversation. First, we have
行ってきます.
To go and come back somewhere. We take the te form of
行く.
Attach
来ます.
The polite present form of 来る. And we get to come and go. Now, this expression is used all the time when you're leaving and coming back. When you leave your house, when you leave your company, you're leaving but coming back for the day. You leave your house in the morning, you say
行ってきます.
And their response to that is
行ってらっしゃい.
So to form this construction, you take the te form of a verb and you attach 来る.
Yes.
Next we have
トイレ近い.
All right. This actually means the bathroom is close. トイレ近い.
The expression really is トイレが近い, but we just abbreviate が.
Abbreviate, it gets really abbreviated.
Yes.
It gets abbreviated all the way out of the sentence.
Yes.
Yeah, this is another case where particles get dropped. So the literal translation is, the bathroom is close, but that's not what it means. It has an idiomatic meaning.
Yes.
What's that meaning?
Someone who often goes to the bathroom.
Yes. Now, for some people, this may happen if you go out to have a few drinks with your friends, go to the bathroom once, twice, I'll be right back, go to the bathroom. In that case, you can say,
トイレ近いな。
Right.
Very interesting expression. Next we have
100枚.
Mai is a counter for flat things. For example, pieces of paper. Also at the sushi place for plates. You can say how many plates you want. If you want 3 plates, you could say
3枚.
So a counter of flat things. Next we have
買ってください.
The te form plus
ください.
Is the construction of constructions. This will help you get someone to do something. Kudasai on its own will get you something.
Yes.
But if you want to get someone to do something, you're going to want to use te form plus
kudasai.
Now, this is the very polite way. In this dialogue, the speaker was rushing. So he wound up saying,
買って買って.
And this is the short version, the abbreviation of
買ってください.
Dropping the kudasai to save time. But 買ってください is implied. That kudasai is there. It's just not said. All right, I told you today's lesson was going to be long. Now, if you think that's long, there's going to be a lot more in the PDF. We're going to have the recap, Learning Center, again, go over it again and again. Now, the Japanese we're starting to use here is situational. Notice how the boss is speaking to his subordinate. So he's using very informal Japanese, whereas the subordinate, when speaking to the boss, is using very formal Japanese. This is one of the keys we really want to start introducing, that according to the social situation, things change. All right? More about this write-up inside the PDF where we have more time to kind of explain. Here, we're just giving you the dialogues. All right. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。